We talk about learning how to spot and avoid danger, preparing for emergency scenarios. But then we also talk about those softer skills that don't immediately come to mind when you think of espionage, and that's communication, persuasion, technology.
That's Christina Hillsberg, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Christina Hillsberg is a former CIA intelligence analyst, writer, and mom of five. She joins us to talk about Licensed a Parent, how my career as a spy helped me raise resourceful, self-sufficient kids. Christina, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, before we talk about some specifics from this book, give us an overview. Describe what readers are going to find here.
Sure. Licensed a Parent is part memoir, part how-to parenting guide. It tells the story of my career at the CIA, how I met my husband there, who was also a spy, and then my journey into parenthood. Instead of becoming the helicopter mother I always anticipated I would be, I use what I learned at the CIA to give my kids more autonomy than I ever expected. And in our book, Licensed a Parent, my husband Ryan and I share these CIA-inspired techniques and how we use them with our now five kids, and we give practical takeaways along the way.
So tell us a little bit about your backstory. How did you meet and form this new family?
So Ryan and I met while we were at the CIA. We actually initially met in a training course and then connected on a field tour. We were at the same CIA station. And when we started dating and I met his kids, I was fascinated by the way in which he parented. And I like to tell my three, we call them the bigs and the littles because they're teenagers and toddlers. And I like to tell the bigs that, you know, I wouldn't have married just anyone with three kids. These were really incredible kids. I could already tell from the get-go that Ryan was doing something differently. He was giving them more autonomy than I was used to seeing other parents give. And over time, they were also well-rounded, more well-rounded. They were more exciting and interesting than I thought I even was myself at, you know, nearly 30 years old. And I was impressed with this. And I learned over time that it was because he was applying our CIA skills and training to the way that he parented.
Tell us about that. What are some of those skills you learned in the CIA that translated to parenting?
Well, we talk about a variety of skills in the book, from the more physical skills that are probably the things that you think of immediately when you think of espionage, thanks to, you know, James Bond and Hollywood. But we talk about learning how to spot and avoid danger, preparing for emergency scenarios. But then we also talk about those softer skills that don't immediately come to mind when you think of espionage, and that's communication, persuasion, technology. And the focus is really to give parents the tools so that they can raise well-rounded, security-conscious kids who are ready to take on whatever the world throws at them.
So as you mentioned, we do want our kids to be safe. Tell us a bit more about what your CIA training and what you've done with your children would teach them about security and how to be safe when they're out and about.
One of the main concepts we discuss in the book is this idea of getting off the X. And that's something that the CIA uses in training. And it's this idea of moving away from danger. So the X can be anything, a person, a place, an environment. The idea is that instead of moving towards something that we're curious about, oh, you know, what's going on up ahead? You know, let me go closer and get a good look at it. You know, it's fighting against that inclination and instead learning how to listen to that spidey sense, we call it in the book, you know, to move away from danger. And we emphasize that with our kids as a concept. And then we also, you know, encourage them to listen to alarms and warning signals. You know, you'd be surprised that the amount of survivors of 9/11 who took time to, you know, put on different shoes, shut down their computer, save documents before they evacuated the building. You know, we want our kids to move out of a dangerous situation with urgency. We also talk to our kids about learning how to ignore authority figures if necessary, which I think is really counterintuitive to both parents and kids, right? Because we're teaching them, you need to listen, right? I'm the boss. But we want our kids to learn how to think critically for themselves. And, you know, obviously this should be done in a respectful way, but teaching them that, you know, in an emergency scenario, just because someone is an adult or a teacher, it doesn't necessarily mean they know what to do. Take, for example, the South Korean ferry disaster. And, you know, most of those who perished were children. The voice over the alarm was telling them to stay put in their rooms. You know, the ones who didn't listen were the ones who survived. And so we want our kids to be able to think critically, to get off the X and move away from that dangerous situation so that they have the best chance of survival as well.
What should we be telling our children about how to recognize potentially dangerous situations?
Well, a lot of that is being in touch with your surroundings and having that situational awareness. And we talk a lot about that in the book. And that's an overarching security awareness. And, you know, looking at what's around them in terms of, you know, who they're seeing, the vehicles they're seeing. And so kind of training these skills for your kids. And you can start as young as toddlers, pointing out landmarks, pointing out makes and models of vehicles on the road. I started this with my two-year-old, you know, just so that they're aware of what's around them. Because when they have more of that situational awareness, they're going to start to see things that they never saw before. And that's a skill set that we learn at the CIA, obviously for a very different reason. We're running surveillance detection routes. We want to make sure that we're not being followed on the way to an asset meeting because we want to protect that asset's life and our own life and their family's lives. But that's a great skill set that we can then provide to our kids because we want them to be aware of what's around them as well.
So how do you strike that balance between making children aware of potential dangers, but not making them afraid?
That's a great question. And that was one of my biggest fears, I think, you know, learning how Ryan parented. And I talk a lot about in the book, it really has been a journey for me because I was a more anxious person. And so my response to a lot of these things was, shouldn't we just let them be kids? I mean, do kids really need to be worrying about, you know, these types of scenarios? You know, the kids would talk about end of world scenarios and what would they take, you know, if they could only take one thing and survival type things. And I just thought, gosh, this seems like things that they don't need to be concerned. Like, let's just let them be kids. But it was over time that I realized that, you know, Ryan had a way of incorporating adventure and fun into the way that he introduced these topics. And when you build them up over time, they aren't intimidating. They actually are empowering for kids. And then it also in turn makes you feel more comfortable with giving them more freedom.
In addition to situational awareness, what are some of the other skills that it's important for children to develop as they grow up?
Well, you know, it's a variety of things, and we talk a lot about, you know, being safe. But I think one of the things that we discuss throughout the book is communication. And that's really something that's going to set them up for success in life. And one of the chapters in the book is called You, Me, Same, Same. And that is about how the CIA builds rapport with other people based on common interest. And that develops a relationship of trust, which then can lead to a clandestine relationship. And so that's the goal there. And the way in which they do that is becoming well-rounded themselves and having a variety of interests. And so that's something that, you know, we encourage parents to do with their kids in terms of introducing them to a lot of different topics. Help your kids be multifaceted, you know, whether that's sports, whether that's, you know, arts and reading. And, you know, you want your kids to have a lot of interests and experiences so that they can find connections. Because at the end of the day, we have a lot more in common with people than we realize. You know, it's been a time in the world where we've all felt very divided, and we are looking for ways to build rapport with each other and find that common thread and create those relationships. And so I think that's one of the major themes throughout the book is teaching our kids how to communicate and build these relationships of trust.
So I assume that part of the goal here is to build your child's self-confidence and also give them the skills that they need, which can be applied in a wide variety of circumstances.
Absolutely. And by giving our kids these opportunities for autonomy, we're building, just like you said, building up that confidence. And so, you know, we don't know what our kids can do until we give them an opportunity to do so. And we talk about it, you know, in all different sorts of arenas in the book. You know, we talk about financial responsibility. For example, the CIA gives a great deal of financial responsibility to its officers. You're handling, you know, large amounts of money when you're paying your assets. You're handling all of your financing for your various, you know, trips around the world. And we want to give our kids those same financial lessons. And so that's a way that they're able to build confidence, have that freedom to make some little purchases. And we talk in the book about how we introduce money to the kids, how we have conversations with them around loans and different things like that. You know, so there's lots of ways to give them autonomy, to build confidence that then will prepare them to be out in the world. And then you feel better as a parent because you know that they're well equipped.
I wanted to ask you about the tone of this book. It's chock full of information, but what is it like as a read?
I think that it's a really fun and engaging read because it's unlike any other parenting book. You know, it's part memoir. It tells my story. And, you know, you have these anecdotes from our family interwoven in with these practical takeaways. And so, you know, for the person who says, gosh, I don't read parenting books, I would just encourage you to give it a try because it is not your typical parenting book. And then I also think what is so great about it, in part two, my husband Ryan comes in with sidebars in each chapter, and he's telling these really fantastic stories from his operational training at the CIA, as well as his operational field tours, you know, how he's handled different assets. And those are just so entertaining and so interesting. And I really think there's something for everyone here.
And I'm just curious, because of your CIA training and as a parent, does this make it harder for your kids to get by with anything?
That's funny. You know, we do talk about in the book that we remind our kids that no one knows their poker face better than their parents. And we talk about, you know, body language and going back to that communication. We want our kids to be aware that we know their tells, but it's not because, you know, we're trying to tell when they're lying. We want them to be aware of it in life, right? And so they know that they won't get away with anything because we can read their face, but it also offers good opportunities for us to point out things to them, not to make them better at hiding things from us by any means, but because we should all be aware of what our body language is saying, what our tells are, and how to read people. You know, that those are such important skills. And so they definitely know that mom and dad know how to read them pretty well.
Christina, I understand that the book has been optioned for TV. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Licensed to Parent has been optioned with Imagine Entertainment, which is Ron Howard and Brian Grazer's production company, and it's for a TV series, and we are in process with them. I'm not able to give any more details, but we are very excited about it. We lucked out with a fantastic team, and we're excited to see that move forward.
The book is Licensed to Parent, How My Career as a Spy Helped Me Raise Resourceful, Self-Sufficient Kids. It's by Christina Hillsburg. Christina, thank you for talking with me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Dan.
If you'd like to hear more interviews in our conversation series, you'll find them at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes, and you'll also find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.